Across the world, there are several hundreds of thousands of seafarers who have been trapped on their ships with nowhere to go.
I have been on board for already 19 months and 4 days today, to be exact. And I believe that I am one of the seafarers holding the longest contract of being stuck at sea because of this pandemic.
I'm in my local supermarket in London, buying blueberries from Peru, bananas from Ecuador, coffee from Mexico. In many countries, we just expect that all these products will be in shops whenever we want to buy them. We don't give it a second thought. Just like we don't think about people who make sure they are delivered to us. The seafarers. Ivan is from the Philippines. He's asked me not to use his full name because he's worried about the possible backlash from future employers. I managed to catch him when his ship docked in Malaysia. Ivan himself was not allowed on shore due to coronavirus-related restrictions.
Being stuck at sea for that long made me feel like a criminal being sentenced a lifetime. It's total isolation. We cannot even go ashore and buy essential stuff for our hygiene. The mental stress it gives us, not knowing when and where you'll be able to go home, is unimaginable.
Ivan is one of the hundreds of thousands of seafarers around the world stranded on their ships at the mercy of employers and shifting quarantine requirements. Guy Platten is the Secretary General of the International Chamber of Shipping, the world's main trade association for merchant ship owners and operators. Together with other bodies, they've been lobbying governments and port authorities for months to give seafarers key worker status, with the same travel and immigration privileges awarded to aircraft staff and medical workers.
It's a humanitarian crisis. I think there's no other words for it. We estimate now there's 400,000 seafarers who are now beyond the end of their contracts. And if you couple that with the 400,000 who are waiting to join ships to relieve them, who often are waiting with little or no pay, it's a massive, massive crisis for the industry, and actually potentially a massive crisis for the world supply chains. There was a resolution passed at the International Maritime Organization to classify seafarers as key workers, but it does need governments to act on that now and actually take that next step.
The minimum working conditions for seafarers are set by the Maritime Labour Convention. This agreement underpins the insurance policies and global contracts governing the transport of almost everything. But with countries worried about relaxing port and border restrictions, violations of worker protections have become common. Mark Tiffin says that although the maximum length of a contract is 12 months, shipping companies are finding ways to work around it.
A vessel might be registered in Singapore or Panama, and a lot of these flags are extending and giving exemptions to the 12 months maximum, and essentially changing the wording of the flag state's regulation. We had an incident in Italy where we had 4 crew members join the vessel from India, and the 4 crew members due to leave the vessel were denied a Schengen visa to leave the EU because the rule that was put in place by Italy was that they must travel to India, their home country, on 1 flight ticket. That was simply impossible to do. So these 4 crew members had to stay with us until Singapore, where crew change is more reliable, the rules are more stable. Since early April, everybody on board this vessel has not been ashore outside the dock gates, when we're just simply not allowed to go ashore anywhere.
Every ship is connected to a handful of separate entities. Typically, there's the ship's owner, its operator, a staffing agency, and the charterer, the company that hires the boat and gets it goods from A to B. Captain Andrew Kinsey, marine risk consultant from the insurer Alliance Global, thinks that all involved should start thinking more carefully about people who make global trade possible.
I feel that so long as the trade continues to flow, that they're being pushed out of the conversation, really. It's like, oh, it's complicated, so we're not going to deal with it. Everyone needs to be made aware of this, and they all need to step up and do their part. Ask questions. If you're shipping cargo on a vessel, ask, what's the status of the crewing? And if they can't give you an answer, push. Just like we wouldn't want to be putting materials in our factories that we're utilizing unsafe, unsanitary, or child labor where it's produced, we also want to find out how is the cargo getting there.
Captain Andrew Kinsey, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.